high school is a big news, and we talked about recruiting. What about the University of Miami? The Canes, in the first four games, as I said before, have scored more points than any University of Miami football team in history. This week, on Friday, as I said, things get tougher. It's the ACC opener, and I know somebody is going to be on board to watch and talk about it afterwards, our very own Alex Dono. He's kind enough to join us. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time.
Blue, thank you so much. And, yeah, all these points scored, 209 so far for Miami. This has been as close to a perfect start as we've had. I know, like you mentioned, the competition's going to be getting tougher, but you can only beat the teams that are in front of you. And right. Listen, I know obviously the FAMU and Ball State games were, of course, expected to be wins. You know, the narrative has changed on Florida heading into that game. You know, a lot of people thought Miami would have a really tough time there. And a lot of people thought Miami would have a tough time on the road at USF. And they did for some stretches in the first half. But you've got to love the way they finished that game.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at a kid. I mean, a lot of these freshmen, Lyles, who had one of the longest touchdown runs they've had, 91 yards to close things out. You have O.J. Frederick getting all these young freshmen in the game. And that's something that you look at in the offseason, Alex, and say, you know what? We got to have games where we could get these young kids just in case we need them. Just in case we need an Emery Williams, just in case we need, you know, Elijah Lofton or something. But talk about the frontline talent. To me, on both sides of the ball, you know, you look at the kid Barron from Tennessee, who I think right now is as good as any defensive lineman in the country. He dictates plays against big-time players. Obviously, against USF, they had a really mobile quarterback, so he really never stayed in the pocket much. But talk about this team as far as the depth. That's something that you and I talk about. They haven't had this in 20 years, a deep team like this.
Yeah, and it's at a point where, you know, you've got, like you mentioned, top-line talent. Like, you've got top-line talent like Sam Brown, who finally he had his breakout. He had that 76-yard touchdown catch from Cam Ward. And this is something, Blue, like we knew, we watched this guy at Houston. You know, we watched him in practice. We know that Brown is capable of making plays like that. And, you know, he's been fighting for playing time, you know, on that top-line receiver core. And he made the most of his reps on Saturday, scoring one of the big touchdowns of the game. So that's depth right there. You know, you've got, you know, guys like Mark Fletcher, who I think only got three carries in the USF game. Damian Martinez only got three carries in the Ball State game, because you've got a really deep running back room. You mentioned Jordan Lyle scoring the 91-yard touchdown. We've seen A.J. Allen stepping up really big time in the second half of the past couple of games. And, you know, of course, Martinez and Fletcher are the guys who are going to get the first reps in games, but you have others that are coming in and taking advantage of your opportunities. And of course, when you bring up the top line talent on this team, Blue, something that's really noticeable to me, because I not only watch Miami, but I watch teams around the country. Miami hit home runs in the transfer portal that a lot of other teams haven't, right? You look at the way a guy like DJ Uiagalelei has really been struggling at Florida State, right? Where Miami goes out and they get a transfer quarterback in Cam Ward, who right now he's the front runner for the Heisman Trophy. He's thrown at least for 300 yards or more, had over 400 on Saturday, at least 300 yards and at least three touchdowns in every game so far. First ACC quarterback to do that in his first four starts at a program over the past 25 years. It's never been done by a Miami quarterback who makes his debut before. So Miami really hit with Ward, who's playing at such a high level, you know. But Martinez, I know he hasn't had like huge yardage games so far. He scores three touchdowns and a 2-point conversion the other day. You mentioned Tyler Barron, who's, you know, playing as well as just about any edge rusher in the country right now. I also thought Simeon Barrow, who Miami brought in from Michigan State, the defensive tackle, he was one of the top performers on the defense on Saturday. He had a sack, which was a timely sack on third down to force a field goal try, and he had a tackle for loss in the game as well. Mish Powell, the transfer safety from Washington, got his second interception of the year. I was looking at the snap counts, Blue, and we know USF runs a ton of plays. They ran 40 plays in the first half because they have that, you know, no huddle, exhausting offensive style of theirs. Neish Powell led every Miami player with 76 snaps in the game. Like, wow. That's a lot of time out there on the field. I was really impressed with that. We see the linebackers playing at a high level. Kiko Maui-Noua, Wesley Bissaint playing really, really well. So the combination of top-end talent and also the depth, you know, I'm not necessarily saying Miami's the deepest team in the country, but they're a lot closer, Blue, than they've been in recent years. Like, and you know, just to pay testament to the depth, you know, we haven't seen Reuben Bain since the opening game. We haven't seen Jalen Rivers, the starting left tackle, since the opening game. And Miami's defensive and offensive lines have held up really well despite two of the best players on those units. So that to me is a testament to the depth.
No doubt. Alex Donald joining us, Locked On Canes, University of Miami postgame show, a billion other things that he's been doing. Before I let you go, the one thing, too, that I look at is a guy like O.J. Frederick or some of the defensive backs. You mentioned Neish Powell. But because of the way that the linebackers and Popo and Wesley Bissaint and, as you mentioned, Kiko Maui-Noua in the front seven in particular, it's really kind of a blessing to that secondary, which a lot of people had questions, that they're maturing a lot quicker.
Yeah, no doubt. It's given them opportunities. Jadis Richard has gotten a lot of work in recent games, and he's really stepping up, number 25. You know, you mentioned O.J. Frederick. I mean, what a story. I mean, this is a true freshman, you know, starting at, you know, one of the most important positions on the field. And again, like the competition, like you mentioned, is going to get tougher throughout the year. And Miami goes up against a really talented quarterback in Kyren Drones this Friday. I don't feel like Drones has really played up to his potential this year. He's been dealing with some injuries, but you know, if there ever was a game where you feel, you know, Virginia Tech has been very up and down this year, but if there ever was a game where they might be able to put it all together, it would be, you know, a rivalry game against Miami, ACC opener for Miami. Virginia Tech may show up big this week. But, yeah, the defensive secondary, to your point, they've done exceptionally well so far. And it helps, like, when you've got a front seven that can pressure opposing quarterbacks the way Miami can, they don't have to hold on to their coverages for those extra 2 or 3 seconds because these quarterbacks are having to get rid of the football quickly and not always accurately when they're under duress. But at the same time, you see plays being made. Jaden Harris is another one, and he played 73 snaps in the game, almost as many as Neish did. And these guys are producing interceptions. They're making big plays happen. Harris has gotten a couple of sacks on the year. You know, Lance Guidry, you know, loves to blitz his safeties. Right. And honestly, they're in great hands. I really like what I'm seeing from Chavis Jackson, the new cornerbacks coach this year, and Lance Guidry. He's the DC, but he's effectively the safeties coach as well. He focuses on that unit. So these guys have been really well coached. So far, they've been stepping up.
Good stuff. Alex, let everybody know how they can follow you on all your platforms, your social media, obviously your daily podcast on Locked On Canes.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And it's fun. So far, it's always fun covering this team, but it's extra fun when they're winning and they're ranked in the top 10 right now. So I love it. Every single day, guys, I host Locked On Canes, a daily podcast on the Miami Hurricanes, primarily football, but we'll mix in some basketball when basketball season gets started. You can find Locked On Canes on YouTube. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can find it on the Odyssey app where you might be listening to Blue right now. You can find us there. And on social media, you can follow me at Locked On Canes on X, formerly Twitter. And I just literally launched a TikTok account
the other day, Blue.
Yeah. I thought TikTok was just for teenage girls, but people tell me, like, it's a great way to pump your content. So I just started a TikTok account. You can find, I think, Alex Dono Canes is the name of my TikTok account. And it's embarrassing because I've only got like 23 followers so far on TikTok. So if anyone listening to this, if you're on TikTok, please follow me so I don't have to be embarrassed about my 23 followers anymore.
Alex, I appreciate you, man. We'll see you on Friday evening, Miami against Virginia Tech, 7:30. You can hear things kicking off right here at 3:30, early pregame right here. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk soon. We'll get back on your Locked On Canes so I can get everybody mad at me again.
Blue, everyone, if anyone's mad at you, I got a problem with them. You're the best. Thank you so much for having me.
Good stuff. Alex Dono does a lot. You'll hear him on the post-game show right here on Friday evening. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we close out our number one 2026 top football prospect, Derek Cooper from Chaminade Madonna's next.